Part 4.
Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. Look at the questions. An example is done for you. You will hear the conversation twice.
Justin, hello. I haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, I've been home with the flu this past week.
Oh, that's no fun. You feeling better now?
Yes, much better. Still not quite myself, though. I hardly ate anything for days.
That's no fun at all. I've managed to avoid the flu this winter, luckily. So you must need the notes from class for the last week.
No, actually, Mr. Hudson gave me photocopies of the lecture notes. They're fairly detailed. Anyway, to be honest, I'm not sure I'm going to continue with the course.
Really? Why? This really surprises me, actually. You were so enthusiastic about this nurse training course a few months ago, and I think you're one of the best students.
But, you know, I'm barely passing the exams.
But in the practical sessions, you know, when we're actually working with the patients, you're by far the best of any of us. You just seem in your element somehow.
Well, I really like that part of it. I like the people, like talking to them, like trying to help them figure out how to solve their problems. I feel quite sad about quitting, actually. But my marks are so borderline, and it's so difficult at work in the day when I have these evening classes. I don't know, I just feel like I can't do it all.
Wait, Justin. I thought you hated your job.
Oh, I do.
So shouldn't the job be the last thing you're worried about? Go and be tired. It doesn't matter. After the course finishes, in, let's see, just 7 more months now, you'll be almost guaranteed a job as a nurse, which is work you really like. There's a real shortage of nurses, you know. Who cares about the job?
Well, if I pass the course. But if I don't pass and lose my job, then I'll be in a real mess.
Of course you'll pass. You know, the instructors are watching us with the patients. They're grading us on how we do in the practical sessions too, you know. They see how good you are with the people and how comfortable they are with you. They're going to consider this when they give out grades. You know Beth? She got 98% on the last exam. But she's just dreadful with the patients. Do you think they're going to pass her and not pass you? You'd make a much better nurse, anyone can tell.
Don't be mean now. Beth is trying. She's just a bit shy. Anyway, you don't know. The instructors might not agree with you.
Justin, hello. I haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, I've been home with the flu this past week.
Oh, that's no fun. You feeling better now?
Yes, much better. Still not quite myself, though. I hardly ate anything for days.
That's no fun at all. I've managed to avoid the flu this winter, luckily. So you must need the notes from class for the last week.
No, actually, Mr. Hudson gave me photocopies of the lecture notes. They're fairly detailed. Anyway, to be honest, I'm not sure I'm going to continue with the course.
Really? Why? This really surprises me, actually. You were so enthusiastic about this nurse training course a few months ago, and I think you're one of the best students.
But, you know, I'm barely passing the exams.
But in the practical sessions, you know, when we're actually working with the patients, you're by far the best of any of us. You just seem in your element somehow.
Well, I really like that part of it. I like the people, like talking to them, like trying to help them figure out how to solve their problems. I feel quite sad about quitting, actually. But my marks are so borderline, and it's so difficult at work in the day when I have these evening classes. I don't know, I just feel like I can't do it all.
Wait, Justin. I thought you hated your job.
Oh, I do.
So shouldn't the job be the last thing you're worried about? Go and be tired. It doesn't matter. After the course finishes, in, let's see, just 7 more months now, you'll be almost guaranteed a job as a nurse, which is work you really like. There's a real shortage of nurses, you know. Who cares about the job?
Well, if I pass the course. But if I don't pass and lose my job, then I'll be in a real mess.
Of course you'll pass. You know, the instructors are watching us with the patients. They're grading us on how we do in the practical sessions too, you know. They see how good you are with the people and how comfortable they are with you. They're going to consider this when they give out grades. You know Beth? She got 98% on the last exam. But she's just dreadful with the patients. Do you think they're going to pass her and not pass you? You'd make a much better nurse, anyone can tell.
Don't be mean now. Beth is trying. She's just a bit shy. Anyway, you don't know. The instructors might not agree with you.
That is the end of part four. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.